My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The job market is beginning to settle down, even as more people are getting hired. I'm David Brancaccio. The fresh jobs report this morning finds 209,000 more names were on payrolls in June, and a survey of households covering people either working or actively looking finds the unemployment rate dropping slightly to 3.6%. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
A lot of winners here, if you take a look carefully at this report, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. It's actually a pretty good employment report. Decent job growth, decent wage growth, a modest decline in the unemployment rate. But because it's a little weaker than expected, the bond market's happy. The Fed should be happy. And with, more than 200,000 new jobs this month, people should be happy.
It's interesting, though. I do see that wages are still on the increase, and people worried about inflation will be concerned about that. People getting raises will be delighted.
Yeah, wage growth 4.4% year on year. That's the same as it was actually last month and the month before. So stable, solid, and maybe more important for the first time in a while, more than keeping up with inflation. That is something that bothers the Fed, but it shouldn't necessarily, as long as there's productivity growth. The problem this cycle is that there hasn't been a whole lot of business investment, and therefore there's not much productivity. But that could change. Business investment this quarter is starting to grow again.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Always good to talk.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Now, the 10-year interest rate isn't down much, 4.07%. I make that still the highest since last November. The stock market, it's the Dow that's down 11 points. The S&P 500 in early trading is up 4 points, less than a tenth percent. The NASDAQ is down. No, it isn't. It is up by about 0.4%. The extreme heat across parts of the U.S. not letting up. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Washington State. Data show the average temperature for the entire Earth reached and then broke the record for the hottest day ever several times this week as people try to keep cool. New research from the University of Pennsylvania and Indiana University identifies a surge in electricity customers getting cut off for non-payment. This is the electricity that you need for AC, a fan, or a fridge. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
Researchers say utilities cut power to at least 3 million customers who missed payments last year, and shutoffs happen most often in the summer. Penn Sonia Carley says many households end up in a spiral.
If they're disconnected, the chances of them becoming disconnected again in the future go way up. So about half of all households that we worked with had been disconnected on a reoccurring basis.
She says disconnection and reconnection fees imposed by energy companies can add up.
And so it just becomes this perpetual cycle of constantly accruing more debt.
Low-income customers often cut back on other expenses so they can pay the power bill, says Jacqueline Patterson of the Chisholm Legacy Project.
People make choices between food or the medicines that they need because keeping the electricity on is a top priority.
Researchers found the disconnection crisis is especially hard on households of color. They're up to 4 times more likely to lose service than white households. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you get your financial advice? A licensed person of the sort who has to keep clients' interests in mind? Maybe a self-help book? Surveys show many millennials and Gen Zers get guidance about money from social media. And many young adults in particular are looking for a more all-encompassing approach to their money and turn to financial advisors to talk savings and stocks, of course, but also talk about their emotional well-being. Allie Budner reports.
Joanna LaFeld worked in New York's traditional finance world for years. Now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, she's a different kind of financial advisor. She calls herself the Moolah Doula.
I help people give birth to a healthier relationship with money.
Her clients want to think about money and stability in a new way, especially the younger ones.
Having a new car every 2 years, buying a home in an inflated market, being able to retire at a certain age, all those paradigms are changing.
Notice that gentle yoga teacher voice? That's no coincidence. LaFeld is a yoga teacher, and she practices mindfulness with her clients. She says that helps them break down barriers to making financial decisions.
People need to have a safe place where they can begin speaking about what is a meaningful life to them.
We don't want financial planners practicing therapy.
Sonia Luter teaches financial health and wellness at Texas Tech University.
But we want them to engage in conversation. We want them to recognize when there's anxiety issues.
She says there's a transition happening in the financial planning world. It used to be all about stocks.
I would cold call you, you would buy a stock. That was financial planning.
Now she teaches other planners about how stress and nutrition affect financial decision making. That's an approach that works for Sarah Neal Smith, an art history professor in Baltimore. A few years ago, when she was in her mid-30s, she had a lot of anxiety about money.
I think money is ruled by emotions, and emotions are ruled by money, and I wanted a financial advising service that acknowledged that.
After a lot of searching, mostly on social media, she says, Smith found one. Her financial planner advises about the standard things, investments, risk, budgeting, but also offers guided meditation.
Closing your eyes and trying to shut out all those dollars and cents anxieties and instead envision yourself on a peaceful beach somewhere or, you know, as a happy elderly person in retirement.
Smith says this is the way she and her other millennial friends want to be talking about money, normalizing self-care and mental health. She wants help with the practical number crunching, but also,
I just want to be at peace with my financial decisions, right?
And she says, if doing an embodied visualization exercise helps get her emotionally on board, all the better. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.
From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.